Okay. So we talked a little bit about White Tara yesterday and who she is and her relationship with all the Buddhas. She, on one hand, could be seen as a particular Buddha or as a sentient being who attained enlightenment as in that form, or as the manifestation of all the Buddhas' omniscient minds. There's many ways to look at White Tara. But the sadhana starts out with taking refuge. And all of our practices start out with refuge, because taking refuge is making a clear distinction in our own mind about what our spiritual path is. And that's very important, because if we aren't clear on what our spiritual path is, then we can't practice very well, because we're going here and we're going there and we're wobbling. So here we say, you know, I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So that's a statement of what spiritual tradition we're following, what our practice is. So the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha are known as the three jewels. The Buddha is the teacher who discovered the path to enlightenment through his own experience and then taught it to the rest of us in this world out of compassion in order to lead us to liberation and enlightenment. The Dharma, in one way, can be viewed as the teachings. In another way, in a stricter sense, the Dharma is the true path and the true cessations. In other words, the realizations in the mind streams of those beings who have seen the nature of reality directly. And the cessations of unsatisfactory conditions and of afflictions that they also have due to have realized the nature of reality. And then the Sangha that we take refuge in is all those who have directly perceived the nature of reality. Sometimes people use the word Sangha to mean a Buddhist group, but that's not the strict meaning of the word. And calling a Buddhist group Sangha can be very confusing, because we don't really take refuge in the Buddha, in the group of people who are as confused as we are. We practice together with them. Yeah. But the actual Sangha we take refuge in are those that have direct perception of reality. So when we do the practice of taking refuge here in the Tara Sadhana, in the space in front of us, we imagine White Tara. All our visualizations are made of light. We imagine them as light, so not a statue or a picture of White Tara, but an actual being with a body made of light. And she's surrounded by all the other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. We imagine that we're surrounded by all the sentient beings, and we are leading them in turning to Tara and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for refuge. And it's with that kind of mind and then the visualization that we say, I take refuge until I am enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And while we say that, then we imagine light coming from Tara and the other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas into us, you know, purifying any kind of negativity that we've created with respect to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and bringing the blessings of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, their inspiration, into our mind stream so that we can gain their qualities. So that's how we think when we take refuge and why we take refuge.